A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Samechei, Avodah Zarah 65a. Pagination is 129. We'll start from the last words on the facing page. Rav Yehuda Shada Lei Kurvana La'avidrona B'yom Edom. Rav Yehuda sent a gift to a person, Avidrona, who was a non-Jew, on the day of the local holiday. Omar, he said, I'm allowed to do that. It's not like I'm giving a gift to an idol worshiper on the day of his holiday, which would be problematic. Yadana be delo polach lavodus kochavim. I know that he does not worship idols, and therefore there's nothing wrong with giving him a gift on the holiday. It has nothing to do with idol worship. Let's skip down about 7 lines, and then at the end of the line, we have a similar story that's more developed. Rava amti le korbano levar shishach b'yom edom. Rava gave a gift to Bar Shishach on the local holiday day. Omar, he also explained, Yadana be delopolach lavodes kochavim. I know that this Bar Shishach does not worship idols. As we'll see, he may be deviant, he's indulgent, he's got his own issues. Not clear whether he was a good guy or a bad guy as to why Rava is giving him a gift, but he's not an idol worshiper. And therefore, on the day of the local holiday worship for the idols, there's no restriction from me giving him a gift. He's not an idol worshiper. Maybe even it's a great time to give him a gift, because we have a commonality. We both reject whatever idol they're worshipping that day. Ozal Ashkeche, so Rava went and he found him to Yosef ad Tzavre, that he was sitting until his neck, Bevarda, in rose water. Presumably some sort of scented water. Vikaima zonos arumos kamei, and there were naked prostitutes in front of him. This is what Rava comes in to be in the presence of Bar Shishach. This is what he encounters. Amale, Bar Shishach addresses him and says, Is l'chu kai gavna la'alma da'asi? Do you Jews have such a thing in your world to come? Do you do the thousand virgin thing? Amalei, Rava answered, Didon adifa tfei mehai. Our reward is even greater than this. Amalei, Bar Shishach said, Tfei mehai mihave, is it possible to have something greater than this? Amalei, Rava said, Atun, when it comes to you and your indulgent behavior, you still have the fear of the king above you. Anan, by us, we're not going to have any fear of a physical king against us, and therefore we're going to be able to really enjoy ourselves. The pleasures are going to be a little different, but we're going to be able to enjoy ourselves on our wavelength. We're going to be able to enjoy ourselves more than you on your wavelength are enjoying yourself. Amalei, Bar Shishach responded, Ano mi amai emsa de malchusa ika alai. What kind of fear of the king do I have upon me? I'm a very powerful person. Adiasvi, while they were sitting there, also ahu pristika de malka. A special messenger, a directive of the king, came, Amalei, and told him, Kum dikabay lecha malka, the king needs you, you need to come right now. So his indulgent behavior was interrupted. Kinafik va'ozil, as he was going out, listening to the directive, Amalei, he said to Rava, Eina de boy lemechsi luchubishusa tipoka. The eye of anybody who wants to see bad for you should pop. In other words, he was saying with reverence, I see that Hashem fulfills all of your desires, even the things that you say casually. You just said to me that I'm answerable to the king, and within moments, the king is summoning me. So anybody who wishes you bad, their eyes should pop. Amale Rava, amen. Rava said, amen, so may it be. Paka ene de Bar Shishach, and this Bar Shishach's eye popped. So this is our story. Bar Shishach is behaving in his way. He asks Rava, do you have anything in your system like this for the world to come? And Rava says, ours is even better. And he explains, because we won't fear the king. What a beautiful insight. Rava's reward in the world to come is going to be given to him by the king, by Hashem. And all other king issues are going to be off. Sheba de Malchusa is going to stop in Yemos HaMashiach. So Rava says, I'm going to be able to truly enjoy my reward. Whatever my reward is, I'm going to be able to really enjoy it. Whereas yours, you're afraid of interference. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Papi said, he should have quoted the following pasuk. Benos melachim bikrosecha, the daughters of kings will service you, will be your honor. Nitzva shegol lemincha, your wife will sit to your right. Bekesem ofir, with the nicest of gold. So you'll have a wife. But in addition, you'll have the daughters of the countries serving you, taking care of you. So this is a pleasure that's clean, that's kosher. But there'll be the chefs, there'll be whatever they are, they'll service you, but you'll have your wife. You'll be in a moral state. What is the purpose of this statement? So, if we go back to Rava, Rava never said what exactly the reward is. He just said, ours is going to be greater. And when he was asked, why greater? Because we won't have the fear of the king against us. But he didn't say what the reward is. And therefore, what is it that's going to be greater because we don't have the king's fear upon us? So Rav Papi says, here, you have a pasuk that explains that we actually have a similar type of thing. We have the daughters of the kings servicing us, but we have a wife. It's clean. It's not like this Bar Shishach was behaving. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, or misbehaving. Good. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Iboile lememra le, he should have said from this pasuk mehacha, Ayin lo roaso elokim zulasecha, yasa lemechakelo. There's no eye that has seen the kind of reward that Hashem is going to grant the righteous person. It's going to be done to those that yearn for him. And there we would have a pasuk that says that there is a reward. Because again, Rava never explained that there is a reward. He just assumed there's a reward and explained our reward is going to be able to be more enjoyable than what you're getting because we don't have the fear of the king upon us. There is a fascinating commentary in the Ein Yaakov which does a very different type of twist on this Gemara. I'm referring to the Anaf Yosef in the Ein Yaakov, who starts off his comment on this Gemara by saying, Hadover Lechora Zor. This is a very foreign Gemara. Can you imagine? Bar Shishach is asking Rava, a saintly Talmudic sage, do you have such a pleasure in your system? And Rava starts dealing with him and saying ours is even greater. He refers to it, L'tainug hamar hazeh, this pleasure that's bitter, that's destructive. What's going on over here? And the Anaf Yosef puts a very different twist on this. He says you have to understand that Bar Shishach knows that Rava subscribes to a different system, and that the pleasures that Bar Shishach finds pleasurable is not what Rava is yearning for. And therefore his question was quite different. His question is based on the understanding that Rava subscribes to self-control and morality. And therefore, he asks Rava, you're yearning for Yemos HaMashiach, for a level of the world to come. He says, in that world, do you have things like this? Because if you don't, then you can't earn reward. Reward is because there's a Yetzer Hara, there's a temptation, and you choose to live righteously. Parenthetically, that's the Medrash in Parshas Bereishis, that Hashem saw Tov Ma'od Ze Yetzer Hara, his creation of the evil inclination. That's really good, because that's really going to get us out of Nahama De Kisufa, the bread of embarrassment, which is unearned, to the earned reward, which was the purpose of creation. So Bar Shishach asks Rava, do you have anything like this in the world to come, a temptation? And Rava answers, yes, we have big temptations that are coming our way in Yemos HaMashiach. The Anaf Yosef quite insightfully says that when a person lives in this world with certain fears, he has fear of his boss, he has fear of the government, he has different fears in his life, so it's easier to be in check, it's easier to be moral. Whereas if a person is a free bird, Yemos HaMashiach, it's actually going to be harder for us to remain in check on some level. Obviously, Hashem's presence will be more revealed, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, but on certain levels, it's going to be even harder for us to keep mitzvahs because we don't have the basic fears of typical life. I would compare it to the idea of a student in school system is kept in check by tests, by answerability, etc. Whereas upon graduation, it's harder for them in a certain way to remain on track. This is one of the concepts of leadership. People need leadership in their lives. They need someone to give them the nod and say, you did well, and create a fear that if I didn't do well, they're not going to give me the nod. Rava says in Yemos HaMashiach, it's like a graduation, so to speak, in the Mashal Nimshal of school. We're going to have even more temptations on some level. And therefore, yes, we're yearning for Yemos HaMashiach. And as for your question, what's going to be with the Yetzer Hara? What's going to be with desire, temptation, and therefore the ability to earn great reward? Don't worry. We will have opportunity to still, even then, earn great reward. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.